What's cooking on 95BFM? Thanks to audioculture.co.nz, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Te pātaka korihi o ngā pōro o Aotearoa.
Welcome aboard, everybody.
We've got Ezra from Earth Tongue in the 95BFM studio with us. Kia ora.
Let me just give us a little bit of vibe underneath, gents.
Should say a big thanks to Audio Culture for sponsoring this segment. If you have...
We've made it, John. We got the segment sponsored.
If you have any questions...
That's a pat on the back. I'm doing it. I'm patting myself on the back. I don't care what you think.
About anything that kind of happened in the New Zealand music history or New Zealand music scene in the past, Audio Culture is a bloody good resource. You can check them out.
They reign supreme for sure. They do great stories on really finicky stuff. I have referenced them. They do a really good... They did a great article on New Zealand amplifiers, which is a nice rabbit hole.
Into it.
Play many New Zealand amplifiers in your time?
A lot, yeah. I own one currently.
Right on.
A Jansen. Ah, it's beautiful. As does most New Zealand musicians.
Everybody has a taste of the Jansen at some point.
They're amazing.
It's true. Audio Culture covers off all the sort of nooks and crannies of the New Zealand music scene for sure. And we're pleased as punch to have them on board.
Ezra, just that sort of mention of New Zealand amps. What's the writing and recording process like for Earth Tongue when you guys are...
Just fucking straight into the hard questions.
Oh, yeah, straight into it. So our one record that's out, it came out over a year ago now, but we recorded that with a friend over in Melbourne. Currently, we're kind of working on the next one. I don't know how to comment on the writing process because we're kind of struggling along slowly with that at the moment. But yeah, we usually don't do it ourselves. We like to work with friends who know how to do it well and that we like working with. And yeah,
is it hard to, when you're in like a heavy band like that, is it kind of hard to write unless you're actually just playing full noise? Like, it's not like you can sit around an acoustic guitar and go, okay, now's where I go right in, and you're like, you know, is that a case where you kind of got to have it? Like,
I think we kind of develop the shells of our songs just quietly at home,
right? Okay,
and then yeah, make them loud when we have a full loud setup to jam with.
Brilliant. Okay.
But yeah, it's a I don't know, it's a bit of a
weird
process that chops and changes with every song. Yeah, good fun though.
Now, this evening's feature is a guest selection feature, so we've asked you to choose a couple of songs in a broad fashion that you're vibing on. Your first song off the rank that we've got here.
I should say it was actually a situation where John was like, did you put these songs in here? Because there was actually a few songs that we recognise.
Yeah.
A lot of tracks that we dig. So
I didn't dig too deeply for these. They're just ones that are on heavy rotation at home. Mm-hmm. And bands that we've... Yeah, crossed paths with a few of them when we've been touring. And
have you got a copy of this one on vinyl?
Was this the Slift one?
The Slift one?
No. We're actually...
Does he need one, John?
Oh, it's like impossible to get. It's like sold out.
Is it?
Like, yeah, it's a hard record to get.
I've got a pretty good in for that because we share the same record label.
Okay.
So next time I get something sent from our UK label, I'll make sure there's an extra copy thrown in.
Fucking sorted. Nice grift, John.
Why have you chosen the Slift?
They're just an awesome band that I haven't seen too much of in New Zealand. Like I say, they share our UK label, and when we were over there in 2019, we got to play a couple shows with them. One in Paris and one at a festival in Bristol that our label puts on, and they're great dudes. And man,
what's the label?
Stolen Body. I'm wearing the t-shirt.
Very nice.
Shout out to Stolen Body.
That's a picture of a coffin, an empty coffin. Makes it feel a bit nicer.
Recorded this band is one thing, but live they're just like insanely good. Yeah,
there's a fantastic KEXP live session of them playing in an old church in France. Check it out if you enjoy this.
Super good. That video actually like really blew up for them.
We'll be right back.
Slift, all in capitals. Follow your nose.
Shred till bed.
Hard. Pushing the boat out, and it sounds sounds like a strong band that records as is where is.
Check out that KXP session on YouTube. Now, do yourself
anything
a favor.
KXP, really, man. Just that's a fuck, man. Good on that old lady for giving them millions of dollars, actually.
Casual $8 million. If you have,
is that how it works?
Yeah, somebody left $8 million to KXP in their will like 2 years ago.
Whoa!
Yeah, they were just like, keep doing good shit.
Oh, that's so great.
So good. Someone wants to do that for BFM. We're super keen.
Throw us up for the future. Now, Ezra from Earth Tongue playing at Splore in a couple of weekends' time. What
next weekend? If I'm not mistaken,
are you playing one or two sets at Splore?
We're playing one set on the Friday evening, and the.
Do you know what? Because you. We're actually down at Splore the same year that BFM was.
Did we have the bus down there that time?
What was that? 20, yep. Was that 2018?
2018.
Yeah.
Do you know what sort of where you are on the festival site? What stage you're playing?
We are in the Living Lounge,
which is up top.
Which is where the Nudge played that year. Yeah. Mm. Up in the little tent.
I've never seen the Nudge. Have you ever seen the Nudge live? I assume it'd be fucking awesome.
Being an ex-Wellingtonian,
no,
I've seen them many
saw
times.
The Nudge. When Tom Sainsbury was like doing his dancing.
As if I'm going to look at the Nudge. No, but I'd really like to.
I'm pretty sure.
They're a good band.
I know the time you're describing, and I'm thinking about my state of mind, and I pretty much wouldn't have seen anything. So,
yeah. So it's in this little circusy.
Yeah, I know
tent.
You are. Okay. Yeah. No.
Seem to recall sitting on hay bales.
It was. We were waiting. I was waiting for Orchestra of Spheres one time in there, and it. That was worth the wait. That's definitely one of the best New Zealand psych bands available, I think.
Agree. One of my faves, for sure. Big influences for us. But yeah, that was a great year. I'm looking forward to going back and stoked to be playing.
If you have not been to
school
before,
up?
The festival site itself is beautiful. And are you going to dress up?
We dress up for normal shows, so I think we're going to dress up.
But like a little bit
extra,
more glitter kind of thing. Yeah, I like it. Okay.
I mean, I don't really mess with glitter. Mm. But we'll be dressing up with something. You'll have to bloody come and see.
Now, Earth Tongue is a two-piece. I think Here Lies Man is a three?
Yeah.
Three-piece, maybe?
Three.
Very Zamrock.
At least three.
Yeah.
Three or four.
I've watched, maybe a couple of years ago, I watched them do a little live session in like the bottom of a record store, and it was just a tight little band.
Yeah, they're very cool. I've actually seen them before, and it was too loud.
Oh, really? Does happen.
I
does
never
happen.
Complain about things being too loud, but that was a shame.
Where was it?
Somewhere in London. I can't remember the venue.
Right. Fascinating.
Very cool band. Been listening to... I actually, when I was searching for songs to play on this segment, I only then discovered they've got a new record out, and I was like, this is sick!
It's a good record.
Their previous two
songs.
Are amazing as well.
The covers are so wild as well.
Yeah.
It's like fucking nuggety.
For real, yeah. Very cool band. Super groovy.
Right on. This is Here Lies a Man with Collector of Vanities.
We'll be right back.
shit, I almost hit the next button because we're just talking about how we're in a bit of a zone where it sounds like Johnny and Big Hungry are selecting the tunes, but that's not the case at all.
Hey, you guys have great taste.
So do you. Earth Tongue representing in the room right now, playing Splore Festival. Let us know if you're going to Splore, what you're looking forward to, what you're going to dress up as.
Give us some suggestions of things to dress up as, if you like.
Sure.
I'm open to it. Gussie's sorted. She's got a lot of options. She's got her thing covered.
Has anyone just done a classic
as a
ghost?
Sheet, like a sheet with the holes in it?
Has anyone done a ghost at Splore?
Is it? I always feel like I try that and then I'm like, I mean, you cut the holes like you just can't see anything and then you have to just take it off halfway through the night.
Has to be a big sheet. Especially if you're coming down down that little track where you go from, like, you know, it's like a really fast way to get down. It's really steep and windy.
Are you talking about Splore itself? Not if you're a ghost, though. You just kind of float down and everything's totally fine.
It's just a cop-out costume, though. That's a cop-out Halloween
really
costume.
No. Tell you what, it's right for stains, and if someone grabs the top of the head and pricks it up, you look like a real fucking racist.
Also, it's bordering on toga.
Yeah, exactly. It's very problematic, okay? Do not be a ghost. It's unsafe.
Well, this next song's called Haunted Mill.
What is the theme for Splore? You know, there's normally like a theme. Look, I'm going to get on the internet.
Positive
everyone.
Energy?
Shuck.
Is it... Mother, I think.
Okay.
What?
Okay, this next tune. Should we talk about that?
Abort.
Yeah, Night Lunch. Actually, Paddy from Roundhead introduced us to Night Lunch. He played it.
It's mother themed, guys. Sorry, I'm just coming in late. Yeah, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, not the energy drink.
No, but although it is green.
It is green.
Thing is, if I'm like having a mint time and someone passes me a mother, I'll probably have a sip.
I'll probably have one sip.
I don't know about two though. Tell us about Night Lunch.
They're a Dunedin two-piece. They're both called Liam.
That's rare.
So there's a drummer and then the Liam number two plays a homemade instrument called a diddly bow, which is essentially a two by four plank with
one string coming up.
One string, like a bass guitar string, and a pickup, and some guitar pedals, and he whacks it with a drumstick, and sounds like a big chunky guitar, but kind of different.
Rad. Does he play with like a slide, like drumstick slide?
Yep.
Rad. I've seen some gnarly videos of this situation.
And they're also like super hilarious and lovely. If and when they come play Whammy, I'm sure they will. Go. Do yourself a favor and bloody.
Did you guys cover
that
off where they're from?
Dunedin.
Deep south.
Shit, that's not far. We can get that done.
Yeah. Dunedin. Going hard.
Oh, as someone per... bring them up.
Fucking A. Welcome, everyone. That was Night Lunch.
Night Lunch.
Now, Ezra from Earth Tongue, we're taking it to Australia next with your next selection. Tell us about this Orb song.
God damn it.
Nice journalism. this record is just, ever since it came out, I've listened to it a lot. I've used it for our like recording references because I love the way it sounds. It was produced by Stu McKenzie from, I think that's his name, from King Giz.
Oh, wow.
On his label, Flightless. And when we were recording over in Melbourne, we got Zach, the guitarist of Orb, to come and give us some trick tips on guitar tones and drum sounds and stuff like that. Mm. Which was super lovely of him to do, come and spend a day or two with us. It's just, yeah, it just sounds awesome and great tunes. I think they're working on new stuff. It's been a little while. This is off their second to most recent record, Naturality, maybe 2018.
It's called Hazelwort.
Whatever the fuck that is.
Check it. Thank you. Great drummer.
Powerful track. I can definitely hear the King Giz production, like you said. 100. Now, 100. Earth Tongue, we should remember everybody. Earth Tongue playing Splore 26th.
Remember everybody?
You're actually playing on the 26th.
We are.
On the 27th. Explorers from the 26th to the 28th. There's still some tickets available.
Yeah, we're on the Friday.
Everybody remember.
Get into it.
Make sure you get in that car straight after work. Get there nice and early.
I'm going to head down right after Drive Island.
Get your tent set up. Come down to the living lounge. We got riffs.
It is it's an incredible weekend. It can't be beat. It is truly unique, and it's a great opportunity to spread. You know,
it's got to be one of the best festival locations.
You can't fuck it up. That's the point. Like, it's so powerful, the spot. It's insane. But I am thinking you guys might have the riffs. I was just thinking, like, who else is potentially going to have the riffs?
We might be the riff. We're filling the riff quota.
You might have the riffs. For real.
Single-handedly. Yeah. Totally. Nah. It's going to be fun.
So brilliant. Ezra, thanks so much for coming up and sharing a few songs with us. So it's
our pleasure, 100%.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine.
God damn it. I just gave you the pleasure.
Sort of keep an eye out for a new Earth Tongue record in the next wee while.
Yeah, these things do take time, though. These things take time.
I mean, everything's got to sound just right.
Don't know when, but it'll be in the future.
Fair
broadly,
enough.
Broadly speaking.
Now, fittingly, we're going to go out on an Earth Tongue track. What can people expect at Splore? Are you going to be playing like new stuff that you're working on? Try it out on people. Are you going to?
Yeah, we got a few. We're going to throw a few new juicy numbers in there for sure.
Cool.
Can I just take this opportunity to quickly plug?
Moomgrown. Of course.
Oh yeah.
This weekend.
Fuck Saturday night. Yep. Gussie, so the guitarist and singer of Earth Tongue, is also in another band called Moomaidens, and they're putting
heard
on
of it or.
What'd you say?
No, I mean popular band.
And they're putting on a festival at Whammy Backroom Wine Cellar this weekend. Get down there. It's going to be sick. Apparently there's some sweet DJs in the back room as well.
Nice one.
Are you like, there's like arrow above your head kind of thing?
No, I don't know what I'm doing.
Play the room. Have some Springsteen up your sleeve.
You know I will.
This is Earth Tongue with Microscopic God.
Thanks.
Single cellular scheming. Ways to take a look behind the door.
What's cooking on 95BFM? Thanks to audioculture.co.nz, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Te pātaka korihi o ngā pōro o Aotearoa.
Cheers to Audio Culture. Check them out online. They're a fantastic resource. Everything you need to know about New Zealand music, just hanging out there.
And at the moment, they've got the North Shore invasion. So 80s North Shore situation. Try and tell me you know exactly what happened back then. It's a brilliant resource to educate yourself. Audio Culture.